Welcome to This Week Inside the Barn with me, Brian Almer, broadcasting from Briggsdale on the Continental Ag News Network. Earlier this spring, Jeff Wilson retired as Weld County Farm Service Agency Executive Director, and replacing him was former Morgan County FSA's Jeff Rasmussen. Jeff, welcome inside the barn, and first of all, tell our listeners more about your background, your education, your prior work after school, and what led you to your current position as FSA Weld County's new Executive Director.
Thanks for having me on, Brian, first of all. I grew up in Southeast Longmont, native of the Longmont area, grew up on a farm, so got some agriculture experience. After high school, went to Adams State University in Alamosa, got a business degree in finance and economics. After graduation, went home and farmed for 20 years there, Brian. Most of the farms were in Boulder County. Brother and I farmed together and needed more and more land, and that was hard to come by. So at that point, figured it was time to make a career change, jumped into FSA, went into the COT program, County Office Trainee program, went through that, got certified, and ended up in Fort Morgan in Morgan County. Spent the last 10 years as the CED in Morgan County, thoroughly enjoyed Morgan County, was a great county. Jeff Wilson retired here in Weld, and with some encouragement, applied, and here I am. Wonderful county committee we have here in Weld County. Interviewed with them. They offered me the position, and I took it. So still live in Longmont, so still relatively close, still actively involved in farming, grow malting barley for Coors, sugar beets, alfalfa, wheat, and corn. So growing up on the farm, we had a small sheep feedlot, about 1,200 head. Today, we have 30 ewes that we lamb out and had pigs, farrow to finish operation, 35 sows. So that's kind of my background there, Brian. So.
Well, it sounds like you've been involved in everything and are still involved in everything. And how about 4-H and FFA background? Anything in that regard?
I have two daughters, Jennifer and Jaylen. We was in the beef barn and the pig barns at Boulder County and went to state fair. We had our own little hog operation that we farrowed our own show pigs. And you know, my opinion, we were successful. Never won the big show, but we were always, you know, a competitor. So that was good. So very familiar with that. I got to wait about 6-7 more years, got a little granddaughter now. So I got to wait for her to, you know, get some age on her so we can get back into it.
You know, agriculture, as I mentioned, as well as many other industries and businesses, including the Farm Service Agency, has had a lot to deal with over the past several months, including, of course, the elephant in the room, the coronavirus pandemic. Jeff, how exactly has the Farm Service Agency, and in particular, the Weld County office staff, been operating under these restrictions? And because it's really not just business as usual, is it?
No, you're absolutely right on that, Brian. We were restricted to how many employees we can have in the office. Part of the employees are teleworking. Part of them are here in the office right now. We're open to the public, but our doors are closed. The way we're doing things, Brian, is through the phone, through email, U.S. Post Office, mailing stuff out. We are allowing producers to come by the office and drop stuff off. They'll call and we'll go outside in the parking lot and retrieve paperwork. Let's just say, for instance, acreage reporting here, Brian. Producers are pretty well done planting for the year, so we're reporting acres right now. We're asking the producers to call the office, and then at that point, we're touching base with them, asking them if we can email their maps out, and then on that, they can write on the maps the stuff we do, the crops that were planted in the fields, intended use, acres, shares, whether they split it with a landlord or something like that, plant dates, and whether it's irrigated or not, and then in return, they're either emailing that or mailing it back to us, and then at that point, we're data loading the information into the system. And then we're generating the 578, and then we're mailing or emailing that back out to the producers. It's a lengthy process, so it's a lot of frustration. So there's a lot of paperwork coming in and out of the office.
What's the deadline for acreage reporting, Jeff?
Acreage reporting typically is July 15th. What they've done is, and after the July 15th deadline, there's a late file fee, Brian. It's $46 per farm. Under this COVID situation that we're dealing with, they've extended it to the 15th of August without a late file fee. Producers, I encourage you to contact your local FSA office and initiate that acreage reporting process.
In the case of a producer that's just a landowner, but they got somebody else farming their ground, who's the one that has to file the acreage report?
Most of the time, Brian, it's going to be the producer. Producer's got to report the acres and what's going on out there on the farm. So it's the producer that initiates that. So we just ask the producers to have a little patience with the county offices just under these circumstances. There's twice the work involved just because of not being able to have the producer come into the office and sit down and ask questions and explain things to them.
And I know we're going to talk about CRP in a few moments, but in regards to producers or landowners that just have CRP enrolled in the program, do they have to initiate the acreage reporting deadline, or is that one done automatic?
No, with the new farm bill, before we had continuous certification, Brian, where they could come in and certify the acres, and that was going to be for the life of the contract. But being we're under a new farm bill right now, that was kicked out. So even CRP producers have to report their acres as well. So here in Weld County, Susan's been doing a great job of notifying the CRP contract holders that they have to report their acres and getting that out to the producers. So, but yeah, everybody's got to report acres, Brian.
I'll be back with much more of the interview with Jeff Rasmussen, the new County Executive Director with Weld County Farm Service Agency. But first, these messages.
Ag Fact of the Day. Colorado farmers and ranchers contribute $41 billion to our state's economy and employ nearly 173,000 people. This Ag Fact is courtesy of the Colorado Corn Farmers Checkoff Dollars and the Colorado Corn Administrative Committee.
The 2020 Colorado FFA Virtual State Convention is relentless. You can watch it on live stream July 17th, 18th, and 19th. The direct link is livestream.com/barnmedia/2020COFFA convention. For a complete schedule and more information, visit ColoradoFFA.org or ColoradoFFAFoundation.org, or check out the links and the schedule online inside the barn at barnmedia.net.
Sorting through the myths and misinformation to find facts about farming and food can be overwhelming. Colorado Farm Bureau has made the job easier for you by collecting credible answers to your most asked questions about food. Learn more about Colorado food and agriculture at mycoloradofood.com.